Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
To an emerging forest, a safe place where we have the freedom to think about life without judgment. We take a look at society, we examine it, and we allow for the possibility of something new, something different. And now, here's your host, Alan Ritter.
Well, good evening on this Super Bowl Sunday, February the 4th, 2018, and we have a really interesting show tonight. And without further ado, I'm going to bring out our guest and my co-host, both named David. And hello, David. How are you?
That's a trick question, isn't it?
I actually go by Dave. I don't use David, so that makes it easy.
There we go. That's cool. Okay. We were thinking about how we wanted to do this show, and we had some of Dave's artists express interest in being on the show, and we want to respect their time. So how we're going to do this show is we're going to talk about Dave's event first, and then we're going to talk about Dave as a person, Dave as a, you know, what generated Dave's interest second. So could you give us a little background on the event that we're going to be talking about, Dave?
Well, sure. It's an annual event held at Mount Eden Retreat, which is a wonderful space. It's 183 acres, included at the top of a mountain, and it serves four different kinds of retreats throughout the year. Folks rent it for a week, for a weekend. And I was involved years ago when they did a festival called the Kindred Spirits Fair as a music director. And after the owner and her husband both passed, nothing else really occurred of that size. And I sat around with it for about 6 years and I said, you know what, we got to bring the energy back. And in those 6 years, the world had kind of changed. We're much more conscious of what we as humans are doing to our environment. And that is basically the main thrust of the gathering or festival. I call it a learning center meets a music festival. So some folks may come and they just want to hear music, and that's fine. There'll be vendors that we handpick that mostly are handmade items, certainly nothing that is made in China or normally would be found in a store on a shelf. So they can come to that part and enjoy it, and the food is healthy, it's organic, it's vegan. Or they can sample from the 30-plus workshops, of which something's going on at each time slot. They get to choose between something that would be working towards the body. So, for example, we have a yoga studio They might be learning a yoga class. It might be Tai Chi. It might be a journey dance, something with a spirited movement, something that's safe. It might be a closed discussion, women only or men only. It might be a cacao ceremony, raw cacao. Or they can do outside, and outside is our environmental program. People learn what plants that normally grow in their own yard are edible, how they're beneficial for your body, whether it be detoxing the liver or kidney, whether they're high in certain vitamins. And that part is giving us respect to the land. We're learning that the land is there to feed us, to help us. They'll learn about mushrooms. They'll learn how they can make their own tinctures. And we have several people that will be doing that. Dandelion is returning for his third year. He's well-versed. The man's a walking encyclopedia. And we're adding this year Joe Resch and Jim Fury, also experts walking around the grounds and showing you how these things are right there in front of us, and we never really think about them. Some people even say they're weeds, and yet they may have the highest nutrition over what you'd buy at a grocery store. So there's that part. Now, we also are having this year an old-time village. We're going to have demonstrations for glass blowing, a blacksmith. We're also going to have woodworking with tools that do not require electricity. We'll also have a demo on how you can set up a solar panel for your home, your shed, your camper. You can have it used to run a certain amount of equipment, plus also charge your phone. And if they return, our sponsors last year brought the GeoVolt and Bolt cars, which are battery operated. So we're showing you that you do not need petroleum. And food, the vendors are hand-picked. And one of the things that will not be found at our festival is garbage. We do not support the idea that you bring your packages and open them up and drop them off and think we'll take care of it. No, if you do buy something that has some kind of packaging, it's yours. Take it home with you. On the other hand, we do have a compost bin. So because the food is organic and because there's no meat in there, you can throw that into the compost along with the plate, fork, knife, which are all biodegradable. And as an incentive, if you bring your own tableware, we'll give you a token for $2 off your first meal. So we're really trying to strive home a conscious festival where as a community, we police ourselves, we come in, there's very little cleanup at the end, and you get a sampling of all kinds of things, whether it be beekeeping we may have this year, we're working on that, coaching, Reiki energy, learning different ways to heal using non-traditional Western medicine. And then lastly, we have a kids program, and the kids are learning things like art in nature. They'll learn where the fairies live. They'll learn how to detect and talk to the woods, and they'll be able to create things. New this year is a company called Kids Built, which will actually take recycled lumber, and the kids will be able to build something. We're looking at probably a planter box. And then the next workshop, they'll learn about the benefits of the insects, why the butterflies and bees are important, what the worms do underground. And then they will be able to take that planter box, fill it with soil, and either put seeds or plants that will be donated to us. And now they've got living art they get to take home. So it's a learning experience at all ages. It's definitely family friendly. The kids are free if they're under 16. We don't want any family to say, I can't afford it. And it's our third year. We've gotten a little bigger, a little stronger each year. We've kept some of the best ideas over the years, but we also add in new things. As people approach me, I have them fill out an application. What's their proposed workshop? Sometimes it's an immediate yes. Sometimes I want to talk to the other coordinators. What do you think? And, you know, they pass the test. They're in. They get a time slot. So that's it in a nutshell.
That's, I mean, and how many days or it, what day is this happening on and how many days
sure.
will it happen on?
So we will start on a Friday, June 1st, and end on Sunday evening. And as our opening, we will actually have an opening ceremony. A friend of mine who is a healer was present when we installed a peace pole on the property 20 years ago that says, "May peace prevail on earth" in four languages. We will be gathering and honoring the land, respecting it, thanking it. And then we will go into a drum circle. After the drum circle, we have live music, which we can talk about the music separately. And then we will have a ceremonial fire with drumming throughout until way past midnight. And the next morning we start on Saturday, so that will be June 2nd from 10 a.m. And again, we'll go till past midnight. There's, I believe, seven bands will be slated for that day as well. So it'll be music Friday, no workshops. Saturday, you've got everything. You walk in at 10 in the morning, and there's already four or five things you can do. And every 2 hours, 10, 4, 6, are all the workshop slots. And then at 8, we will return to a historic barn where we have live music, and that's a double bill. And then from there, again, we'll have another fire. And then Sunday generally is a little bit mellower. The last 2 years, we actually opened up with sound healing live on the stage broadcast over the ground. So we had sacred singing bowls from Tibet, gongs, whistles, flutes, different instruments that promote a sonar healing experience. And for Sunday, it's really good because you're a little bit worn out from Friday and Saturday, and it really sets the pace. And then we have a whole other set of workshops. So out of the 30 plus, there's about 15 each day. There's a few more on Saturday and the balance on Sunday.
With a closing
ceremony.
And what is the admission for all this and each day separately? Where's everybody going to sleep at?
You actually have a couple choices. We realize that some people cannot come for the whole weekend. So if they pick one of the days and they just want to come for the music portion and see the vendors, it's $25 for each of those days. If they would like to see even just one workshop, it's only $15 more. So for $40, they're covered for everything that goes on each day. And then if they want to come Friday as well, we have a package price, which is a total of $100, allows them everything. Want to make it affordable. People spend $100 for a lot of things and have nothing to show for it. And here, you could take five or more workshops. You could take five on one day and five on the next day if you just want to do workshops. The ability to stay over makes it easier. We have found that people who do come Friday and stay through Sunday, we build a community. Some folks you may see from year to year, they may see at other festivals or other workshops throughout the year. But what we're really doing is creating a smorgasbord where everybody comes together. So the yoga tribes, we have various yoga teachers, so you're pulling different disciplines of yoga, and we've got music. Some of the music includes kirtan, which is sing-along. That's a whole other community. Then you've got the drum circle community. You've got the people who like to hike and enjoy nature. You have other people who definitely like the body movement. Last year we had capoeira. It was a very popular workshop. We have a gentleman, Shaka Georges, returning for his third year doing Tai Chi, another popular workshop, and those are held out on the lawn. Unless the weather's inclement, then we prepare to bring them inside. in the Prana Yoga Studio. There'll be demonstrations. If somebody wants to learn how to get funding for solar, that may be a return this year. I'm actually looking for a solar sponsor because it would be really cool if we could have the entire music portion with solar panels taking care of the band and the sound man and not even have to hook up into that one of the property buildings.
Well, Dave, man, I'm blown away by everything you're saying. I've had some involvement with festivals myself, helping with promotion of them, also doing publicity. And you have an incredible, not just vision, but, you know, actually making it happen. And I really am excited about this and what you have going on. I'd love to talk to you offline in the future about some things too. But in general, regarding the festival, how's the arrangers? People camp there? They can bring RVs. What's that all about? You have
okay. So we do have camping. We added camp gear, and that brought in a whole people that might have only come for one day said, "Good, now I can stay. I live 2 hours away," and you know they didn't want to have to go back home and come back the next day. We have two outdoor showers that we built. They're temperature controlled, so we're not talking cold showers. It's a decent shower. And there's porta-johns, and then for the dishes, we have washing station. We have compost buckets near the food court. The porta-johns are spread out. There'll be one close to the camping, and then others are at good access points. Last year, we had somebody in a wheelchair came and was actually able, with help, to get down into the grassy area and participate and watch while the kids were planting the flowers in the butterfly garden that we had installed there. And if you're not a camper, we have 40 beds on site, and we're not talking cots. It's a decent single bed. The rooms, most of them are two to a room, so a couple could get it or two friends. And then we have also rooms with we have one with three beds. We have some with five, some with seven. We have three cottages on site that are part of that. So if you want to rent a cottage exclusively for your group of seven or eight people, five to eight people, you could do that. You could rent an entire cottage, which actually we had a birthday party last year. A woman told her friends, and they all said, "Let's do it." And initially they were just going to take the room in the Delane Hall that had five single beds. But by switching and moving up to the cottage, they had full kitchen, a fireplace, their own shower, and they're coming back. They've already asked to come back because it meant so much for them to be able to just, if they needed a little peace and space, they could go back up into the cottage and then come back down. One woman had diet needs, so she was able to take care of her dietary needs by cooking for herself and the group.
Well, that's great. Now, what's your website? How do people find you and everything? Like, what's in kind of how they can contact you regarding these different things in case someone's listening right now?
So the website is up and running. It's got current information plus a tab to show what we did last year, including last year's music and workshops. I don't have the grid ready yet, but it's touchmotherearth.com will show what we have lined up so far. We've got pictures of some of the artists and some of the workshop presenters already up. And under the different tabs, we have a vendor tab. If somebody would like to vend, they can go to that. Somebody would like to volunteer. We always appreciate volunteers. And they have a choice where they could either volunteer 6 hours per shift, meaning per day, and then the entire festival is free for them. Or if they'd rather just work 3 hours, they can just pay for half the ticket. So they can do it that way. We're trying to be accommodating. We'd like to have more people be able to be behind the scenes and make it happen. But at the same time, we don't want them to be worn out.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually go to the grounds Wednesday. We're there planning. Thursday, we're putting up signs, making sure everything we need, you know, either delivery of porta-johns, et cetera. And then by Friday, the vendors start showing up around noon. You did ask about RVs. We can accommodate it. We don't have hookups for electric or sewer, so they'd have to be self-contained. But we do have enough land where, you know, we actually, one of the musicians came, our sound men last year came, and, you know, they brought the family and were able to make it a vacation for them, for themselves. There's plenty of land for camping, and then, like I said, there's 40 beds on site. Some of them are used for the volunteers. And really, what I found that really the feedback I've gotten is folks can say, you know, I always wanted to do a sound bath, but, you know, I'm always busy doing yoga. So the yoga people were doing the sound bath. The sound bath people were trying the drum circle. The drum circle people were trying the Tai Chi. The Tai Chi people were taking the walk in the woods. And by the end, it's just one really knowledgeable, happy family. And then it doesn't end when Sunday night comes. These people, I've seen this. They actually go off and do their own projects together. Two people who met through the festival are now returning as a new workshop for themselves, Way of the Sacred. And in fact, the two ladies, Deva Vidya and Sharon Silverstein, are in Mexico right now with some of the people who came to their workshop last year, wanted to go and explore more. So they're off on a retreat. And then Mount Eden has its own website, mountedenretreat.com. The directions are on my website, but, you know, you can also find out what other activities they do throughout the year. It's available for all kinds of things, whether it be a week-long yoga training intensive or a wedding. We've had wedding ceremonies there. All kinds of folks explore different things. It's a really neat place. It used to be a dairy farm a little over 100 years ago, or about 100 years. So the buildings are there. There's a silo, the barn itself where we have the music. The Prana Yoga Studio used to be chicken coops, and they were completely refurbished, insulated, solid floor, and, you know, its own heating system, etc. The manor house, now called Delane Hall after Delane's passing, the owner, has been upgraded. Every room has been upgraded with paint, lights, better beds, decor. You walk in, you're going into a bed and breakfast kind of energy. The cottages have all been refurbished. They have some certain amount of dishes and stuff, so people come in, can, you know, come right in and set their food into the fridge, and away they go. Camping is primitive, but that's part of the lure, I guess you could say.
Yeah, is there electrical hookup or no?
No.
Okay.
No hookups, but we will have a charging station for phones. At the very least, we're looking into one solar panel that'll be at the welcome booth where people can drop their phone and charge it up, you know, for an hour or two and go back on their way. And we do live stuff while we're there. We did Facebook Live last year. I've been in contact with people who professionally make promo videos, and looks like both folks are coming this year, and they're bringing drones where they will be able to fly over, and we'll see the crowd as if you were in a hot air balloon looking down, or it might hover in front of the band and you can watch the band play. And it's a nice tease because people see that and they go, oh, I guess I should be there.
Mm-hmm.
The food is reasonably priced. People can bring their own food if they, you know, aren't. The entire festival grounds are smoke-free with the exception of one designated spot out by the parking area. We don't want to turn away people. I know that, you know, it's hard to get off of things, and maybe one of the workshops will be incentive for them to give up smoking, but at the same time, they're welcome. We need them. They're wherever they are in their life, this is their chance to expand and grow.
So before the break, I wanted to work in one of the artists. Is that okay, Dave? So, Daniel of 13 Hands, you're on the air, and I'd like to start the folks off with a sample of your song, Big Love. So I'll play a sample of that, and then we'll chat.
Sure. Thank you.
The first minute of Big Love by 13 Hands. And Dave, you want to talk to Daniel, introduce who he is or something like that?
Well, I absolutely would. I met Dalian through the Lehigh Valley Yoga Fest.
Dalian.
And I realized that his energy fit in with the spirit of the festival. His songs are meaningful. He also teaches about how to make your gut happy, you know, the problems you might have, especially all the food sensitivities. We brought him our first year, and he was our featured band Saturday night in the barn, and we packed around 80 people in there the first year, and right then and there we knew he was coming back. So last year we had about 100 people in the barn, including some young little angels up in the loft that were singing to him, and it was a beautiful moment, very cherished. And it was a no-brainer. He's back. So, Dalian, take it away.
Thank you, Dave. Love you, big guy. How y'all doing?
So Dalian, you want to tell a little bit about what you do year-round?
Well, yeah. Where do you want to begin? Do you want to start with a question, or you just want me to just start? Just
well, how about the workshop? Let's give people a tease. They might know your music, but might not know the educational portion that you bring.
Yeah, it's a you know what I do.
I hate that. Let me jump in for a second. What I want to do is I want to cut to the break. We'll be back here talking about the same thing in about four minutes. But
cool.
I got to pay the bills, so hang
advertising.
On just a second. Something like that.
Cool.
The name of the song we're going to listen to is Dog the Bard, How and Toe. Thank you, everyone.
The crest when you were born, your father's father wore it, and your father wore it too. Mary
Tune in to International Pagan Radio. You can hear your favorite artists such as Dave the Bard, Tuatha Dea, Spiral Rhythm, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, and many, many more. Join us for exciting shows like Ask a Witch and Storytime with Rook as well. www.internationalpaganradio.com on the net or on TuneIn Radio on your mobile devices. Join us on Facebook and Twitter too. International Pagan Radio, all pagan, all the time.
Welcome back to an emerging forest on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We hope everyone was able to stretch their legs and get a drink. And now, back to Alan.
So, Dalen, you were going to talk about your workshop and what you do the rest of the year. So let's pick it up from there.
Cool. Thanks, everybody. Yeah, so like I said, it's just great to know Dave all these years and involved in all the different collaborative, you know, projects he's doing, I'm doing, and then bringing it all into this really incredible forum together, you know, at Touch Mother Earth. There's a lot of just great people and just great friendships that are just continually getting stronger and the commitment to that. So what I'm able to do is just, you know, everybody's bringing their, you know, special set of gifts and unique skill sets to contribute to the overall mission. And I, you know, I just do a lot of things, you know, to integrate mind-body wellness education, you know, through yoga, and through sound, you know, application to help the nervous system. I play over 35 instruments. And then on the musical end, I have like, I'm working on my 16th album. I've been Grammy nominated twice in the ballot rounds and just been independently doing my thing, but also just constantly exploring the holistic aspect of vibration and sound on the body and mind. And then using yoga, teaching 25 years. And I serve as a professor of yoga at Montclair State University, 15 years now. And it's just this integrative thing where the workshops and the programs I can share with the community is just to help people, you know, feel better. Essentially, I went through a real harrowing back and forth endocrine system set of challenges when I was a young man. It started with head trauma, sleigh riding, then my father was killed in a plane crash. So all that emotional trauma and physical trauma set my whole immune system down a downward spiral as a teenager. In and out of doctor's offices, and I just had to find answers once I got tired of doing, you know, the overuse of antibiotics. And, you know, I'm not here to bash Western medicine. It was just my path led me down a very natural, holistic earth alignment with living in accordance to natural law and earth law, so to speak, to find the solution. So it was like a combination of all these digestive issues, colitis, Crohn's, Epstein-Barr, just, you know, celiac, leaky gut, jaundice, you know, it was a mess. And I just, you know, hung in there and then I fixed myself and feel great. And I'm just able to just, you know, with a fun loving, you know, like, hey, it's not so hard. You just, you know, teach people to get, you know, inspired about getting more blood flow into their body, you know, through the yoga practices, the meditation practices, drumming, you know, that Dave does and I do too. It's just, it's great for the nervous system. It's great for the immune system. And then empowering people to just, can you make soup, you know, can you get in the kitchen and just, you know, boil a pot of water and make, you know, some great soup with some vegetables and start people off on a path of really seeing the connections between, you know, how we treat the earth is, you know, impacting the quality of our food. And the quality of our food choices is obviously affecting the output of our, you know, our central nervous system, our brain, our immune system, our personality is totally related, you know, to the moods that are created based on what we're putting into our bodies, both, you know, from a nutritional standpoint, physiological, the things we do and how we take care of ourselves, you know, physically, structurally, you know, the exercise component. So, you know, I'm here to just like from that end of my service to just help people sleep, people with PTSD, trauma recovery. It's all tied. The stress, the relationship between the brain, the heart and the gut. This is something that has just been my life's work as far as my own personal challenges. And so with that, I'm just trying to like really use satire and fun-loving humor to get people excited about, hey, everybody's got stress in some way, shape, or form. Everybody has dealt with some degree of maybe digestion, constipation, anything that creates problems in the gut and just kind of feeling just, you know, out of it. It just affects your energy levels. So with these basic educational experiences, you know, and then coupled with the sound and teaching people how to help, you know, their nervous system with the parasympathetic nervous system response, because people don't sleep well. A lot of people are struggling with sleep. And so if we can all get that back on track, you know, the potential for bringing, you know, just feeling consistently good every day is a magical thing that I'm, you know, I'm happy to at least try my best to provide that in what I do. And then, like Dave said, in the barn, Saturday is just this real, you know, musical aspect of what I do. I've been chanting, you know, Sanskrit and doing kirtan as well for nearly 20 years and bring that and tour pretty much all over the East Coast and just create an experience where people can sing. Like you said, last year we had 15 kids up in the rafters of the barn all singing and really engaging. And if you've ever experienced kirtan or any kind of world music that's tribal-based.
Your sound is, Dalian, your sound is dropping out really badly.
How about now?
Do you have
you're breaking up.
Something?
Landline? How's that? I'm moving the phone. I'm on a landline, so I'm not on a cell. So I'm just, how's that?
You're good right now.
Okay. So, yeah, just to finish that up, you know, the whole essence of the conference, the concert is to just create, it's just to celebrate. It's to celebrate the mission. It's to celebrate Dave. It's to celebrate everyone there who's contributing and participating. And like last year was a really just a very special night that night because we had all these little kids up in the rafters of the barn. And if you've been to any kind of world music or interactive drumming or chanting experience, you know, the audience really is a major part of the experience. They are kind of like, they are the band. And this is about all the voices. Like if you could sing in church, it has that quality of community and tribalness, which really makes people feel included and part of it. It's not a musical performance in the traditional sense where you go see a concert and someone plays at you. We're trying to make everybody feel part of the thread of this really great weekend so that, you know, people sing. I'll invite someone up to drum and jam and we'll just create a musical piece right there to sing to. And it goes anywhere it wants, but it's really about making people feel part of this community that we're trying to build and celebrate our commitment to wanting to be better people and treat the earth with respect and do our best to, you know, eat better foods, but have the education to know that we can do that. A lot of people don't even, you know, they know about GMO, but if you look up the word GMO has been like a buzzword over the last couple of years, and you can see the raise in consciousness as it comes to food awareness over the past couple of years, as it relates to the earth awareness and people really rising up to like, to want to just do better, you know, and there's got to be a better way to live and feel better and embody that relationship of symbiosis with the earth and our lifestyle and the choices and the way that we act and treat and speak in the world. You know, it's pretty deep. It's layers deep.
And very empowering, very empowering to know that you can control what's going on inside your body based on what you consume.
Yeah. So that's a big part of just tying in, you know, that education for anyone. You know, on the Sunday day, I try to devote anything that I offer to help get people just a little bit more information. You just know, Yogi Bhajan once said, just like, you know, we're all really put here on earth to just keep nudging each other, nudge, you know, on our path. We bump into each other, we meet, we connect, we learn, you know, and, you know, we ruffle each other's feathers, we trigger each other. But in the beauty of all that, there is this incredible nudging that goes along where we're actually in some way, shape or form getting something out of those relationships of with the people that we're.
He covered that pretty well.
He also dropped out. So I hope Dalian, please call back.
I'm sure you will. One of the reasons that he's, Go ahead.
No, you. I just said, go ahead. You take it.
No, that's fine. One of the reasons that he has become a staple is because he is a living example of somebody who the doctors essentially told him he'd be on medical drugs for the rest of his life, and he chose to go raw, juice, cleanse, and when he went back to the doctors, they said, I don't know how you do it. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Because you don't have Crohn's, you don't have colitis, you know, all these things went away when he took responsibility for himself.
Oh,
and just real quick, again, yeah. It's Touch Mother Earth. www.internationalpaganradio.com. Folks can go there. Actually, the ticket sales will be up probably on Monday. People want to buy advance tickets, we will have an incentive with like a reduction in either the camping or the room fee if they want to get a whole package and put it on their calendar, knowing that the first weekend in June 1st through 3rd, they've got something that's not just a vacation, it's a health vacation. It's really mind-blowing.
Cool. I'm back. I don't know. I got lost somehow.
Yep, you're back. So, are you, Dave, are you taking, I mean, what is you, I know you want people to get education and awareness and go away a different person. Do you have any events that happen like during the year, or is this like a Touch Mother Earth September, or hey, let's do you have like a call-in show, or
it does take us 10 echoes? Yeah, no, it takes 10 months to plan this. So, but what we do is leading up to the festival and following the festival is some of the different musical artists and some of the different workshops I bring in to right now currently two centers, Soma Center in Highland Park, New Jersey, and Garden of Healing in New Brunswick, New Jersey. So almost every weekend I have an event, whether it be a drum circle, a healing circle, a discussion format talk, a round robin. I mean, 2 years, the last, you know, right when Standing Rock was on everybody's mind, we held group discussions about it, and we prayed for the safety of the water protectors, and then we would take that energy and put it into our drumming or sound vibration and send it off. And it was like 5 days, it was around Thanksgiving, we all met, we had a really good crowd, and we wished well, and that Sunday is when the veterans came to Standing Rock. Very powerful. But yeah, year-round, I do have Facebook presence, and I'm starting to do some more emailings, but they can find out, if they're a Facebook person, they can go to Touch Mother Earth events page and join, and it's not just events I post for myself, but post for other groups that are doing like good work throughout North, Central, and South Jersey, sometimes extending out of state. There's some good retreats that go on. And also, as part of this planning, with the idea of a conscious festival, we are taking a responsibility that you're not going to find if you go up in the Poconos for the music jam sponsored by a beer company. We don't have alcohol, drugs, anything. We are there for the consciousness of it. And so I have been in touch with John Lee Rooker, who puts on Permajam later in the summer, with Wynn Paris, who does Love Light down in Maryland, and with Patricia House, who does Karma Fest in PA and Maryland. And the organizers talk to the other organizers about what are our goals this year. We try to help each other support each other's festival. It's not a competition. We're all here to enlighten people. And by talking to one another, I might recommend my food vendor. They might recommend a workshop. And some of our volunteers go to the next festival and volunteer there. It's awesome. It's a bigger community, and the nice thing is we're spending our dollar where we want it. We're supporting the local merchants who are making things that we'll take home and use year-round, whether it be clothing, a yoga bag, jewelry, candles, soaps, handmade soaps made with organic ingredients. So you're now taking that dollar away from the major food stores and the big box stores or the online sales companies, and you're giving that money directly to the person responsible for that product. And it's a way
That's
to
awesome.
Live. These people go on and go on to other events. Get juiced. tried us last year. They were just starting vending, and then they made the circuit. They went to Permajam. They went to Love Light, and now they're holding events at their own space. And February 24th, I will be there with a drum circle, followed by music, or dinner and music, with Tabitha Booth, who is one of the artists we have queued up.
So speaking of artists, why don't you talk a little bit about Tabitha Booth, and I'll play a sample of her cut that we have queued up.
Absolutely. So I met Tabitha when I went to Permajam, and she's a very unique and talented person. She's got a lot of energy. She's driven. She's also an artist with paint. And we've supported one another. I really believe in her. I had her come last year, the Thanksgiving weekend. She came and performed at the Soma Center. And the folks were just in awe. Her voice is gorgeous. She accompanies herself on guitar. She's a songwriter. And, you know, she really is dynamite, and she supports the communities that are positive. And so after her event last year, I said, Tabitha, I want you to be on board. And so on Friday night, we will be opening with Tabitha in the barn, followed by a band that's been wooing me for the last couple of years called Answer the Muse. And they're driving down from Ithaca. It's a 5-piece band, husband and wife run it. They kind of integrate the energies of yoga, healing, caring for the environment, and weave it into some of their songs, and really good energy. And so I'm really proud to feature these two new artists on opening night. And then Dominic Antonelli was a gentleman who came last year as a volunteer. And I said, you know what, we've got space on stage, give you an hour slot, another singer-songwriter. And he will be opening up for Dalian. So we have some new features that have moved right into some pretty prime time slots. And if folks, for whatever reason, cannot come to the festival during the day, maybe they're not interested in the workshops, they want to see the artists, they can separately buy a ticket for either the Friday night concert or the Saturday night concert. So we do have those spread out if people just want to come and support the music. So, yeah, it'd be great to hear some Tabitha.
So I'd like to play a little cut of Tabitha's song, Curiosity. Is that okay, Dave?
Sure.
And with synchronicity, and with synchronicity being the way it is, here's Tabitha on the line. So take it away, Dave.
Hey, Tabitha. Glad you could join us.
Hey, Dave. Thanks. The show's sounding great. I've been listening since 9 o'clock.
So we're excited to have you join the family this year.
Thank you. Me too. I'm very excited. Very, very excited.
So what do you do when you're not making music?
man, I consider myself an entrepreneur of multifaceted. Multifaceted entrepreneur, and that's because I find interest in very many things. This world is full of information, and I guess you could say, you know, the trick is to find where your compassion for yourself and other people integrates with all of these different things that we have the ability to learn. Everything on this planet is other than nature itself. It's something that we as humans have created first. So if it's been created by a human, it's also something we have the ability to learn, you know, in addition to our God-given talents. And, you know, I love singing as much as I love being involved with events and helping people as well. It was very beautiful to listen to Dalian and you all speak together. That's amazing what he does. I work in renovations, and my dream is to bring my renovation skills to music and healing design work. For example, you know, if a hospital is looking to expand, you know, in sound healing and music therapy, after seeing all of these, you know, articles and interviews that exist about the benefits of personal healing through music, or as you said before, sonar, you know, healing through sonar. You know, it's incredible. We many belief systems talk about life springing from a single primordial sound. The Hindu belief talks about it like that, and I think that's so beautiful. And even Christian, you know, God verbally said, "Let there be light." You know, and that overlap between color and sound, those are areas that I find myself very comfortable between renovations and choosing color or working on a painting. You know, and it integrates with sound. And a lot of people who work in sound healing see that overlap. You often hear about the chakra alignment through color and sound, you know, different tunings that you can do, tuning forks, and then different colors that sort of vibrate at different frequencies. And they impact your internal rhythms, and your internal rhythms impact your, you know, your perception of the external world. So when we talk about healing and balance and, you know, being comfortable, or, you know, getting down to the practicality of, can you make soup? Like, it helps to be aware. It helps to be mindful, kind of be in the stage of student. And, I feel like I would consider myself a life student, and always learning, and, you know, there's always somebody to teach something to, and all of each other. And, you know, that's definitely, as you know, with events, I was box office manager for PermaGem last year, which was absolutely amazing. I met so many amazing people and so many doers, people who, you know, think and feel and pay attention to their surroundings and pay attention to the earth, build things, grow things, develop things, share things, create events, make it about community. And, you know, some of the greatest musicians I've met have been through, you know, all of these overlapping ideologies. And, you know, so I'm a freelancer, really, you know, definitely, as I say, like, multifaceted entrepreneur, really. I have family background in the art gallery scene in Manhattan. So I bring a lot of the business background that I have and experience comes from, you know, a pretty fast paced environment. So I'm fortunate to be able to bring some of those skills to work, you know, share forces, you know, for the same mission.
Now you met Get Juiced for the first time at PermaJam, is that correct?
Yes, I did. I love them. Stephanie and Bob, they're so amazing. The two, it's just like unbelievable. They're so awesome. And their food is awesome. Awesome.
They were a company that started out of their house and outgrew as their needs for packaging. And they were looking for a professional kitchen and ended up finding a diner, which they said, this is great. We've got the professional kitchen. We've got this room that used to be the dining room that we can use for assembling everything. And then Tabitha came, and all these artists came, and they painted murals on the sides of the building. They built a stage. We had Tabitha was there. She had me come up and sit in with her. We had Dandelion come and support. And they've just taken off. Now they're another venue where you can go and hear quality music, do some workshops, and they'll be returning along with their own workshop about fermentation, how you can take vegetables from your garden and basically the old-fashioned canning. They use only mason jars. There's no plastic.
I love that. I totally, absolutely love that.
One thing we find is as we learn from somebody, we take it on into our lives, and then we share our joy for it, and other people say, let's do it.
Yeah, yep. You get a mission, you get charisma, something sense of practicality of, that people are able to kind of see the vision themselves too, and then, people want to be a part of things that are better, because... Like, we're only here for a short time that we're aware of in day-to-day world, Let's make it great while we're here.
So,
totally
Dave, would you say a few words about Sarah Silverman, and I'll play a part of a cut from her?
You're talking about Answer the Muse?
No, sorry, Sarah Silverman.
Oh, Sarah Silverstein. Okay,
Sharon
and I go back many, many years. I knew her as a music teacher, brought her love of the drum, and she's a wonderful guitar singer-songwriter. And I went to some of her circles, and then one day she called me up and said, hey, I've got this drum gig, but I need someone to support on the bass. And I said, sure. And that morning as we're driving, I said, where are we going? What's the school? And it turned out it was Constable School in South Brunswick where I went for my elementary school. So I got to go back 30-some years to my alma mater, and it was so, so cool. And she has not only been a supporter, but she's actually been a sponsor of the festival. She paid for us to have a professional stage last year. And it was through meeting Deva that they created Way of the Sacred and now go off and do all kinds of wonderful workshops. Her energy is impeccable. She helped us to get the Geo Volt and Bolt cars that were from the local dealer. And she also was in touch with an elementary school teacher who, knowing that the kids didn't even know that potatoes grow underground, or to them that just mom just brought them home from the food store. And so she applied for funding and actually got a geodesic greenhouse built on the school, and the kids grow their own food, and then it's served on the lunch menu.
Yes.
So the kids are responsible for their diet from a seed to the plate.
So here's a cut from Sharon Silverstein called Octave of Love.
Experience the healing tone and abide in the octave of love. Experience the healing tone and abide in the octave of love. Abide in the octave of love. Not now when you know what you're here for, you know.
such, leave anyone,
such uplifting music.
Yeah, not to leave anyone out, could you say a few words about Answer the Muse?
Okay, Answer the Muse discovered my festival as we were getting ready to actually do the festival and said, hey, do you have any space? And I said, no, we're booked. And the next year they caught me, but again, it was a little too late. But I listened to their music and I said, look, get in touch with me next year. Just do it early. And she was on the ball like 3 months after our festival last year. She said, okay, I'm here. I'm ready. And through chat on Facebook and emails and phone and listening to her music and listening to the philosophy of the group, I said, yes, you are perfect for the festival. And they're going to be making the, I don't know how many hours, six, seven, 8 hour drive down, perform, and then have to kind of turn around and go back up because they have their own festival in Ithaca. But it's really nice that we are actually able to have a band that supports the Conscious Festival concept and have them come and bring their brand of music and healing and mingle with folks. And I suspect they'll be back next year.
So this is a cut from Answer the Muse called Essence.
Tell all my instincts they are made of the wind. Tell the ancestors that maybe I've sinned. Are you a whisper? Are you my mind? Are you the essence I'm trying to find? I'm trying to find. Tell all my instincts, they are made of the wind. Tell the ancestors that maybe I've sinned. Are you a whisper? Are you my mind? Are you the essence I'm trying to find?
Telling us it's 10 o'clock.
No, it's actually a background song, background tone on Tabitha's feed. So I just put her on listen.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. So, Dave, I think this is a really wonderful show and. I don't think we're going to be able to go on and do a Who is Dave and Where Did Dave Come From show. I think,
or two.
Or two. So let's do that another time, definitely.
Perfect.
But I'd like to... I'd like to say thank you to Dalian and Tabitha for calling in.
You're very welcome.
David Whitman, thank you so much. David Whitman had to run, but gives his regards to everyone. I anticipate that we're going to have another one of these shows to get the word out there and get the buzz going for the show. For the event, for the weekend, for the event, for the change in people's course and lifestyle. I didn't really say very much this last hour because everybody was saying what I always say, so it wasn't worth me taking up time.
No, you worked it in. And again,
Dalian,
it's June 1st to 3rd.
Same. Everybody talk at once. One, two, three.
you guys talk. It's fine. I'll close out.
So,
yes.
So Dalian, if people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
Easiest way is 13hands13hands.com, and then just link to Facebook from there, and it's best to just, you know, message, you know, through Facebook, through the website, or just, you know, facebook.com/13hands, and that's easy breezy.
Awesome. Thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, happy to help, you know.
Tabitha, how can people get in touch with you?
Either through Instagram at /Tabitha Booth or Facebook /Tabitha Booth Music, either of those.
Thanks so much.
And Dave, please
give all of the contact information again for the event that's coming up.
Well, sure. So for the event itself, we have a website, touchmotherearth.com, and on Facebook throughout the year, Touch Mother Earth Events, in that case, four separate words. And there's also Earth Movers Drum Collective on Facebook, which is, I've got first Fridays, second Saturdays, and third Sundays are drumming in different areas. And if you want to know more about the sound healing on Facebook, Body Harmonics features articles, latest research on how sound can be used for healing. So June 1st to 3rd, Mount Eden Retreat, and touchmotherearth.com.
Awesome.
We look forward to
seeing
you.
Thank you so much. As always, I'm your host, the host of An Emerging Forest, trying to put more fertility into our general garden, and I run a small produce co-op in the southeastern PA, southern New Jersey area. You can find us at produceclub.us.
Cool.
And as always, you can email me about being on the program or questions for anyone who has been on the program at RITTER.ALAN88@gmail.com. Thank you to all of our guests. Thank you to all the listeners. And
thank you, Alan, for doing what you do and for supporting us as well.
It's just one of those things that you do, and things come up some other place. This is the non-dollar economy, so to speak, and it's the one I actually prefer to participate in. Thank you all. Have a great night, and awesome show, and we'll do it again soon.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.